It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. There, we say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Live and in person.
All right. You endured the heat okay over the weekend?
You know, I washed my vehicle yesterday, and afterwards I drank half a gallon of peach iced tea. It was hot.
Yeah, I saw you out putzing around in the yard there a little bit. We had your shorts on and trying to keep cool, so
yeah.
Drove by a couple times in my air-conditioned vehicle.
Well, I finally turned my air conditioner up to 75 because it was going nonstop at 72, and I'm like, I'm kind of dreading my utility bill.
I think I'm racking up a pretty good bill here. Water and the garden and all that, it should get up there a little bit.
I don't have a garden of water, and I don't water my lawn.
Could use a little bit of moisture here. Hopefully,
a little bit.
This week, sometime a little later on, I think I heard something about chances of thunderstorms. So
Wednesday and Thursday is what I heard.
Yeah,
it was. But with all the humidity in the air, I bet you could watch the corn grow.
You probably can.
Yeah.
Well, shall we salute a veteran here today?
Of course. Today we're saluting Corporal Charles Marlin Woolery, Chuck Woolery, as he was known locally. Not the game show host, the Love Connection guy, but. Chuck was born on June 17th, 1928 in Clear Lake, South Dakota, and passed away on December 11th, 2015. He was a farmer in the Marietta area. His wife, he was married to Arlene Woolery. He entered active duty on April 5th, 1951 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in the United States Army. Honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on March 24th, 1953, out of, where was he discharged out of? Camp Carson, Colorado. He was a cook with the 3rd Replacement Company of the 3rd Infantry Division. Spent 11 months and 25 days overseas in Korea during the Korean conflict. And he earned the Korea Service Medal with 2 Bronze Service Stars, as well as the United Nations Service Medal. So thank you, Chuck, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to all the veterans.
Absolutely.
Hats off.
Yep.
For sure. Well, let's get to our subject at hand today. There are some new features arriving to the VA mobile app, and you're going to tell us about it.
Yeah. The VA put out a press release on July 17th outlining new options available on the VA mobile app, as well as things that are already available. More than 4.6 million veterans already use the VA Health and Benefits mobile app to manage their care and benefits. I use it myself. It's veterans can view lab results, manage VA benefit overpayment debts. New features can give you faster access to important information and make it easier to manage your health care and benefits from your phone. You can view lab results. You can see your lab results as soon as they're available. Find them in the health section of the app, where you would typically message your care team and refill prescriptions. Just tap on medical records, and then you'll be able to select labs and tests, and you'll be able to sort labs and tests by date range, as well as review detailed results. Manage benefit overpayment debts related to disability compensation, pension, education benefits, and the like. You can manage your benefit overpayments and can navigate to the payment section of the app and tap overpayments. You can view your benefit overpayment balances, see why debt exists, make a payment request, financial assistance, dispute a debt. A lot of people receive VA benefits and have benefits over 30% can get additional compensation if they're married or have dependent children. And if a spouse dies or a divorce or child turns 18 and VA doesn't catch it, they can create an overpayment. And that's why some veterans may incur a debt, or if they are currently serving in the National Guard or the Reserves, they can they get a drill pay adjustment because they can't receive VA benefits and military pay at the same time. So those are some of the reasons for overpayments of VA benefits. You can do even more with the app. Millions of veterans are already using the VA Health and Benefits app. I use it myself. Check out all the things you can do. How you can view, schedule, manage VA healthcare appointments, get healthcare appointment reminders, message your care team, refill prescriptions, access vaccination records, and submit beneficiary travel claims for mileage-only claims. Certain veterans 30% or over, or traveling to a VA appointment for a condition related to their military service can get paid mileage for those appointments. So it's a good way to claim mileage with this mobile app. And as always, you know, people that aren't comfortable with technology, then come to my office and I can help them file the claim, file the necessary paperwork needed for all of that stuff.
That's why you're there, right?
Yep. Help refill prescriptions, help file claims for mileage and stuff like that. You can view and manage your VA payment history, update contact details, show digital proof of veteran status. You can find nearby VA facilities, access the crisis line. If you already have the app, you'll automatically see lab results in the health section as they become available. You can access benefit information, tools, and payment section. If you don't have the app, you can download it on the Apple's App Store or the Google Play Store. Share it with a fellow veteran, caregiver, or family members so they can stay connected, informed, and supported too. Again, my office can help with all these options for those that wish, as well as help provide education on using the VA app. You do need a certain login credentials to properly use the app, and I can help set that up, but I can't do everything. But I can try as best I can. But one thing I noticed when I was up at the St. Cloud VA recently was they have an office dedicated to education on VA technology. So if people are having questions on apps, they can go into this office and, you know,
they'll help them get set up.
Help them get set up with everything. So
that can be sometimes a little overwhelming, especially if you're not
Older generation, the boomer, the baby boomers, and some of the
like myself,
early Gen X guys. You know, I'm a late Gen X guy, so I kind of grew up with computers, but even I still struggle with some of these things. But that's why my office is around and available. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
I think you have that number there.
You left it out
for
me.
I left it out for you.
So nice. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, contact our office, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30 in the lower level of the courthouse. I'm back from a week of vacation, so I got my rest and recuperation, and
you're ready to go.
I could always use a little more R&R, but baby steps.
Can't we all?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Ready and raring to go. So,
all right.
And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445, and it's always better to call to make sure I'm around before you stop by.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks, Josh, for the info. We'll catch you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.